This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 160 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are, you already know, this is our second episode of the week, so we are going up the river of time in our little raft, and we're rowing our way up through the 90s, and we are going to one of the biggest movies of the decade. In this case, it's Independence Day. We will, of course, be reviewing the extended edition of Independence Day, because by this point, 25 years, everyone has seen the regular version of it. We're going to be doing the extended cut, which, I mean, it's still mostly the same, but it's just a little more. In a movie that's already full of more, this is even more. So, Alex, I watched this movie every 4th of July. So the last time I saw it before this review was last 4th of July. When is the last time you watched this movie?
Same here. Me and my wife always puts it on 4th. On that weekend. I can't say on the day, but if it lands on the day, it's on the day. If not, it's during that July when she's look, off.
Since I'm always off work, I end up watching it in the evening on 4th of July. I do my family stuff, do some fireworks, then it's Independence Day time. So I've seen this movie a billion times, as I'm sure you have. But before we get into the review, let's give you a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes scores, and then we'll just chuck those scores right out the window shortly after and give you our take. So this one is not as high as I thought it was going to be, but I can't say I'm super surprised either. This sits at a 67% critic score and a 75% audience. Now, the one I'm surprised about is the audience score. I'm surprised it's only 75. The critics, I'm never surprised with the critics at this point. But what do you think?
I'm lost. Live Free or Die Hard was at 80s across.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We can't say that because this is a few years ahead in the future.
This is the 90s.
Yeah, so.
Well, hell, Speed was like a 95 or something like that.
That's true.
And it was a 90s action movie.
Yeah.
This was, you know, it's Roland Emmerich. He doesn't get great reviews typically.
Sci-fi doesn't do well with critics. That's another thing we realized doing this show.
Especially big action stuff like this. Yeah. The only sci-fi that does good with critics is the philosophical sci-fi stuff.
Like Dune.
This ain't that. This is not that. So, with that being said, let's move on. The lead character. Now, we decided we're going to just combine Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum, both of their characters, David, and of course, I always forget Will Smith's character's name.
Captain Stephen Heller.
Stephen Heller. Yes, that's right. Because a stupid kid is in the sequel. Yes, Steve and David. So, indeed. Alex, you get to go first. What do you think of this combo individually and together?
5. Across the board is a 5. First of all, Jeff Goldblum, it's weird. Jeff Goldblum is just a weird cat.
That's true.
Right? Like, if you really think about it, he plays roles that those are his strengths. Whether he's a scientist in The Fly, which is an amazing movie, right? Or he's a weirdo scientist in Jurassic Park, which fits his role, which he's a, you know, I think he was a scientist in Flubber too for Disney or something like that. He was like, oh no, Cats and Dogs. He was in Cats and Dogs. I don't know if you ever seen Cats and Dogs, the original, the first one. He was the scientist that's trying to figure out the whole, like, not getting allergies or whatever. He's in the, so anyway, he's a dad in that. Then you have, he's really good at this stuff though. He's good as this. He's a quirky scientist. Now, what's weird for me in this movie is that he's a cable provider that figures out the signal inside of the satellites and everything, which I was, it's okay with it. I don't care for it, but it's just how the characters were. And I liked the character. He loved his wife. They divorced for 3 years and he still cared for her. He went back for her. So I liked that. He had some goals. Now, Will Smith is the arrogant flyer, loudmouth flyer. I love Harry Connick Jr. He's awesome in this movie.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's really good with Will Smith. They had great chemistry together. Will Smith is really good in this movie. Breakout role for him. I believe this was his breakout role in 96, right? This one?
Oh, yeah. This was like after Bad Boys, but this was like the big put him on the map movie.
Yeah. So this one, he was good. I like his character. Everyday type of guy. He was funny. And it's much more, I mean, the character was just a regular flying character. He's just, but he was good though. I like him in the beginning when he looks to the side, people are running away, looking to the other side. And when he looks up, it's a big alien ship in front of him. So I like that. I thought he was good. So again, 5 across the board. for both, and then each of them get 5 because I enjoyed those characters. They were really fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think Will Smith, this is a very Will Smith role. This was, like you said, his breakout, but it's very 90s Will Smith. Yeah. Like, it is on brand, but it works. That was, I think, right away when he was at his best, personally, arrogant, cocky, but in a likable way. He was like likable cocky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has the thing with Vivek A. Fox and the kid. He's like the stepdad. It's not his kid, but he takes care of him. Like, I like that. It adds a little bit of, you know, you don't want to see anything bad happen to him. He got a family. On the other hand, Jeff Goldblum, yes, a cable provider, but a genius, you know, like went to MIT.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a classic underachiever. He is the, but it's like, it's his own fault. You know what I mean? He underachieves because he chooses to kind of do that, right? And that's why it didn't work out with the lady. I love it. I love his relationship with his dad.
Oh,
I think it's a lot of fun. Judd Hirsch.
Yeah.
I think he's a lot of fun. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think both actors were perfectly suited for their roles. And in this, let's call this movie what it is. It is sci-fi action, but it's a disaster film. And in a disaster film, you can't really ask, I think, for two better, bigger name actor. Well, Jeff Goldblum's not a huge name actor, but he's very well known. Will Smith is a big name actor.
Yeah.
But they both did a great job. I also gave him a 5, and I love them together. They're not really like together until the end, like the third act, pretty much. But when they go up to the ship together and they're in the ship, I love their banter.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like an odd couple, but it works.
Yeah.
So I enjoy them. I think they're both great. I have no complaints. 5 out of 5. Now, for villain, obviously, the villain is the alien race, essentially.
Yeah.
What do you give them?
5. Look, let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
These people came to Earth, okay, strategically put big ass ships over the biggest monuments and where they hit against the armies. To me, that's a 5, man. When aliens go, well, we're going to take out NORAD, they're like, bitches, we're here to take over. Like, that's what we're doing. I loved it. I mean, we got iconic scenes, which we're going to talk about during the action scenes. I like the aliens. I'm going to be honest with you. We don't have much alien movies, right? We have aliens, the iconic aliens with a, right? We have those type of aliens, but we don't have alien invasions much, right? We got Battle for LA, which I enjoyed. I liked it. You got District 9, which is another good movie. I thought that was great, but we don't have much popcorn flick, summer flick movies, right? And this alien was awesome. It you know what? I will give this alien an Oscar because that's how good they were. Like, they get Oscars. Like, that's how good they were.
Oscar-worthy aliens.
Yes, they were, man. They invaded. They did what they had to do. I do love when they had my man Data. When they took over Data, he was like,
oh,
no,
yeah, the doctor. Yeah.
All right? Awesome. And I was like, you know what? That's an extra point. Because they actually slapped up a human and took over. And they messed up the president, right? Because he was like, So I loved it. A 5.
I mean, can you give it less than a 5? Like, what? Who am I as a force, an alien force invading, blowing up everything, having ships that are like 5 miles wide or 1 mile, whatever. It was huge, right? Multiple of them all around the world. And they really jack us up. What am I going to give that? A 4? A 3? No. Absolutely not. And also, though, I think you summed it up well, but what I will add is I love the design of the aliens. They have, like, they're little. They're like these little guys, right? They look cool, though. Like, they're just the little aliens. They look cool. Cool design. A little bit of the classic, you know, big eyes, kind of weird shaped head, but they have these, like, exosuits that are, like, big. And they're kind of scary looking. Yeah, they have like 10 tentacles and they have like a big hard shell. Like, they look sick. I love them. I remember when this movie came out when I was younger, the toys for them were really cool. So I love the creature design. The aliens, the no pee scene is great. That was scary. Yeah. When I was a kid, that scene was scary. You know, I was like, crap, what are they going to do? Like, you really think we got no hope? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love it. I think they are just... they obliterate so much stuff. I can't give them anything less than a 5. It's a 5 of a alien invasion. They do a great job. Okay, action.
5. I mean,
I have a feeling where you were going with that.
Let's just do this right now. It was a 5. This is a 90s movie, and it still holds up. I'm going to say that right now. I don't care what people say. It still holds up. The extended cut of this movie is one of the best disaster extended cuts I think I've seen. That's like additional footage into a movie, right? Because when you see the theater version, you don't get to see this as much destruction as you should have got. No, they said, people, you're going to get it on the extended cut because we're going to give it to you. And this movie delivered on that shit, because when they blow up everything and the big fire wave is coming, that thing is coming for like 10 minutes, because I was like, damn, this is still killing people. And I loved it. I was like, oh, yeah, it was amazing. I thought it was really good. They showed you every angle possible. And I love when extended cuts do that, because it gives you more in depth on how much destruction can this alien race get. Like, these people were just straight up, they planned their invasion, because that's what you saw. And I loved it. I said, yo, the fire bursting out. I said, this is good. Now, let's talk even talking about when they first come into the atmosphere. The damn thing is red, and the stupid army people wanted to go through the clouds, and then they burn up. And I said, ooh, yep. The same shot that you saw that plane disintegrate was the same shot in The Day After Tomorrow when they froze to death. The same camera angle. If you noticed it, it went from the inside and out. Same director, but it was actually pretty cool. I said, all right, now that's cool. Then the fighter pilots, when they figure out that these dudes got force fields, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then at the end, they take away the force field and like, you're assed out, bitches. And I loved it. I was like, this is good. Yep. It's a 5 across the board. Extended scene enhanced the action sequences.
Yeah, I agree. Iconic. This is iconic. This is like, if you're making a montage of 90s action clips and you don't have the beam shooting down on the White House or the Empire State Building, you failed. You failed at making your montage.
You failed.
You did a bad job. You didn't do a good job with your 90s montage. All those scenes are amazing. They're crazy. But I always love the fighter pilot scenes when they're fighting with the alien ships and they're flying around. And, you know, is it like, it mostly holds up. And this 4K, we both watch it in, do you watch it in 4K? Did you get your 4K?
Unfortunately, I saw this on Blu-ray.
Wait till you see it. The 4K is great. It's a great 4K. Now, the one problem is it does show some of the effects age, but I don't, you know, we don't mark against using the technology you have available at the time. At the time, this was amazing, like as far as the visuals go. So they still mostly, I would say 80% of them, 85 hold up really, really well. A few green screen stuff. Okay. I don't care. It's fine. But yeah, tons of action, tons of explosions, but big explosions. Like, earth shattering explosions. We're not talking about like a car blowing up. We're talking about huge, huge explosions. Great. Love it. Love the fighter pilot stuff. Tons of fun. Harry Kong Jr. dies. Very sad. Hate that part. Randy Quaid going up in the beam. And he's like, I'm or I'm back. Yeah. And he goes up the thing. I love it. It's great. 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. No complaints from me. Okay. Storyline.
All right. Let's bring it back.
Let's come.
Let's rewind the clock a bit. I gave it a 4. It's a good storyline. It's a typical alien invasion movie. But I mean, you have some cool storylines. And I mean, you have David's point of view where he loves to save the planet. He's a recycled guy and he now has his turn to save. He has something to do and offered to help the human race, right? With his knowledge and all this. Will Smith's, storyline. He wanted to go back for Avery Fox, but he's a fighter pilot, so they threw his ass in the air to fight against these aliens. And it's pretty much an alien invasion movie. There's no physics degree on this one. It's just sit back and enjoy, eat some popcorn, drink some soda, and have fun type of movie. So with that, I gave it a 4. I don't think it's a perfect, but it's a great storyline.
Yeah, this is it's good. It's really good. I have the same score as you. I also have it at a 4. I think, this doesn't break the mold with like the alien invasion, because like, this probably borrows from a lot of older 50s and 60s sci-fi films. It just is bigger than those movies, like War of the Worlds.
That's what it reminded any of those me old. Of.
Yeah. So it's not super original. They just added certain things here and there. But again, the story's pretty, as far as the alien stuff, it's pretty standard. The character stuff is cool. Like you said, I do like watching these characters. I like Jeff Goldblum. I like his dad. I like Vivica A. Fox and the kid and the president's wife. I really enjoy watching all the characters. It's not always something you can say in a movie like this. Usually it's like at least half of them, you're like, I don't care if they die. But in this one, you don't really, even Randy Quaid and his kid is like adopted kids. There's like Native American kids or whatever. And that whole, like, you really want everyone to succeed, Bill Pullman, we didn't even mention, Bill Pullman plays the president in this. He's great. He is fantastic. His speech is iconic, legendary even.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the speech that now all these other movies where someone gives a speech, they always compare it. It's not as good as the Independence Day one. It's not as good. Like Pacific Rim, Idris Elba, he does a cool speech, but it ain't as good as Bill Pullman in Independence Day. So that's it's a true. Legendary. Yeah. You know, like it's the best rah-rah get pumped up speech, I think, in from what I know of. You know, maybe there's some movies before that I never saw, but I love it. But overall, it's just a 4. You know, this doesn't do anything too, too crazy where it gets really super interesting that I have to give it a 5. But it's a 4. Okay, overall.
A 5. I think it's one of the best summer blockbuster movies, I think, that ever came out in 96. Now, I could be wrong. I mean, again, I don't know that decade. What else? I mean, I know the decade, but I just don't remember what else came out during that time. But to me, it's an iconic movie. It's still lovable till now. It's still enjoyable. The extended cut of the film enhances the movie to an extra, I think, 30 minutes or 40. I mean, this 2 hours and 35 minutes with the extended cut. I don't know what the theater was.
It's about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. So
it's over 2 hours. The movie's already over 2 hours anyway.
Yeah. But I say to everybody, if you have a chance to see this movie, whether it's for the first time or you never saw it the extended cut before, I highly recommend it. It is the best way to watch Independence Day. It is the best way. I mean, I know a lot of people are not into director's cuts and whatever. I love director's cuts. I love extended cuts. To me, it enhances the movie even more. But I will say is I gave it a 5. It's just, you have great supporting and lead characters. You know, you got Dennis Quaid's brother, Randy Quaid in the movie. You got David's friend that, you know, everyone quotes him. David, like you got that David. Guy. Yeah, he's awesome. So you're right. It has tons of, out of every 90s movie, you're right, you have Speed with the bus jumping, Matrix, slow motion bullets. Yeah, I got to say, Independence Day has, you're right, absolutely a lot of iconic scenes with the blow-ups of a lot of landmarks. Yeah, you know? A lot of landmarks. Awesome. The thing opening, very slow, dramatic. But yeah, no, I totally do agree. Yeah, I gave it a 5.
So I'm glad you brought this up because just a quick sidebar. We need to get a time machine and travel back to the summer of 96 because the summer of 96, not only did Independence Day come out, but you had The Rock, Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, the first Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise.
I like that one a lot.
And Twister all came out in the summer of 96.
Look at that.
That's like, you just don't even leave. And then not even counting action movies, The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, The Cable Guy with Jim Carrey. What a summer. I mean, can we get a summer like that now, please, where there's more than 2 good movies, maybe?
Yeah.
This is, I love all those movies. I own all of them. So, summer of 96, shout out to you. It's a 5 for me. This is like an all-timer for me. This is an all-timer. I love this film. It's in my top 25 films of all time, like favorite films of all time. Yeah. Is it perfect? No, but do I care? Not at all. I think it's fantastic. I think it's super entertaining. And that's most important. You know, when I'm watching a movie, I love a good story. I love good acting. I love all that. But I just want to have fun and be entertained. This movie does it through and through. Great set pieces. Great special effects. Big, loud, bombastic film that holds up. I will continue to watch this every Independence Day, not the sequel. It just goes to show you the sequel was made with all new technology, all new, and it is like, can't even hold a candle to this movie. It's terrible. So, I mean, a 5 for me as well. So I think we have the same exact total score of a 24.
Yeah, I have a 24. Yeah.
This almost got the 25. If the story was more unique, it might have been our next perfect movie, but as such, a 24, very close.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's just a great movie. I mean, you name all these great movies from 96 and the sequel, I seen only once. I didn't enjoy it. And I mean, you want to compare it to one. The only reason it didn't do as well is because the storyline sucked. I mean, it's modern technology, but if you pack that puppy with a really good sequel, why the aliens came back and Will Smith is back, then you go, okay, you got something. If he says I ain't coming back, a lot of people were like, I ain't watching this movie.
If he's around the script, it just tells you about the script. All right, so that is Independence Day. Now, moving on, we have one more movie left in our Die Hard watch through, and that is A Good Day to Die Hard. And then next week, we will be wrapping up our 90s. Our last 90s movie before we go to the 2000s, my friend. And it's a little movie directed by John Woo, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Little Hard Target. That'll be our last 90s film. I haven't seen Hard Target since I was a kid, and I don't remember it. So I remember parts of it, but I don't remember. I remember Jean-Claude Van Damme's hair and jeans. That's all I remember. I don't remember a lot of it. So I'm very excited.
I'm very. With you. I don't. The only thing I remember from Hard Target is him jumping on top of a motorcycle. I think he does something with a motorcycle. Like he jumps on top of the seat.
He has a mullet and he jumps on a white tank top. Jeans.
Right?
Yeah.
And a wife beater. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm excited. We haven't done any Van Damme yet except when he was the villain in Expendables 2. So this is our first. Yeah. This is our second John Woo movie of the 90s. We did Face Off and our first Van Damme. I can't wait to be challenged. This movie, it's gonna be great. So that's what we got coming up.
Yeah, there you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video versions of the podcast. Or if you want to go to one hub for everything, go to our official website to www.geeksandflicks.com where you have the entire Action Movie Guys podcast audio and video at your disposal. Every week I'm actually putting up two videos on our YouTube channel and it goes right up to the actual website, so you have it all there nice and archived. Then of course we have merch if you guys want to buy some merch, and of course the Patreon if you guys want to join the Patreon. Other than that is your host
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.